And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Today, we'll talk about some of the best deals available at Disney World. That's coming up on this episode 95 of WW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WWPrepSchool.com. Thank you for being here for episode 95. We are creeping up on episode 100, which is coming up later this summer, and I am looking forward to celebrating that milestone with you. So as always, I want to talk about today's topic. But before that, I want to remind you to connect outside the podcast so we can have a two-way conversation instead of a one-way. Basically, you choose your favorite social media platform, look up WW Prep School, and you'll find me there. And I look forward to talking to you outside of this one-way thing that we've got going on here. I do want to talk today about some of the best deals that I think are available at Disney World. Episode 12, which was recorded about 1.5 years ago, was kind of similar. It was about things that are worth it for most people at Disney World. But in 1.5 years, some things at Disney World have changed and some of my advice has evolved on a couple of topics. And so this is sort of a reboot of that with updated information as of June 2015. So I'll dive into that in just a minute. As always, I want to remind you that at the end, there will be news and a quick tip of the day before we wrap up the episode. So let's start talking about some of the best deals available. First up on this list is one of the newest favorites, and that is Fantasmic Dinner Package at Lunch at Hollywood and Vine at Hollywood Studios. All right, so let's dive into what this is. Okay, so if you're not familiar with Fantasmic Dinner Packages, the idea is that when you book this dinner package, you're given three different restaurant options at Hollywood Studios, and those are Hollywood and Vine, Mama Melrose, and Brown Derby. And when you do that, you not only get to eat at those restaurants, but then they give you a ticket or return time for Fantasmic later that night, and you get to sit in a specific section of the Fantasmic Theater to watch the show that night. So you get a meal and you get special seating at Fantasmic, and the section where people with the dinner packages sit is right in the middle, so it's a good area. And you only have to return to the show, I think it's like 20 minutes ahead of time. Like, some people line up for Fantasmic an hour ahead of time, but people with the dinner package can show up closer to time and get into this section. So that's the idea of a Fantasmic dinner package. But what makes Lunch at Hollywood and Vine special is that there are characters there as well. So Hollywood and Vine for breakfast and lunch has characters. It's also open at dinner, but there's no characters there. So lunch is this overlap where you get both characters and Fantasmic dinner package option. And I just think that's a great bang for the buck. If you're on the Disney dining plan, it's only one credit to get the Fantasmic dinner package. If you eat at Hollywood and Vine without the Fantasmic dinner package, it's one credit. If you eat there with the Fantasmic dinner package, it's one credit. So it's a really great idea because you get the Disney Junior characters, the Fantasmic package, all in one meal. And so I highly recommend this. And it's a relatively new offering for them to have lunch with the Fantasmic dinner package available at Hollywood and Vine. And I haven't seen a lot of other people discussing this, but to me, it's important to point out because I think it is such a great value, particularly if you have people that are interested in Disney Junior characters in your family. So I highly recommend doing that. And I have an entire post on Fantasmic tips and tricks that I will also include in the show notes just because it's sort of a natural extension of this conversation. And so I'll link to that if you want to know more about the Fantasmic dinner package. So that's the first thing. The second thing is be our guest breakfast before park opening. So be our guest breakfast was a new thing as of March 2015. And what's great about it is that you can make reservations there before the park opens, just like you can at some of the other restaurants. But it costs less, and the meals often only last about 30 minutes. The food is good. The food is so plentiful that you actually could split meals easily, so that cuts down on the costs. And it's the best value of any quick service credit on the dining plan. So I just really think it's a great idea, because people have often, when they wanted to be in the parks before they open in order to get a picture in front of the castle without crowds, have had to make reservations either at Cinderella's Royal Table or Crystal Palace, which are much more expensive options. Be Our Guest Breakfast is much easier to get into, costs a lot less. The food is great. I've already mentioned that. And so I just think it's a really great deal. And then if you pre-order, you can actually reduce the amount of time that you spend in the restaurant even further. So, you know, without pre-ordering, you might expect to be in there for 40 to 45 minutes. But if you pre-order, you could probably spend about 30 minutes. And that makes it easy to get in, have a really nice experience, get out, and then start walking towards an attraction that often has lines, like Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, meeting Anna and Elsa, and then you can be the first or close to the first in line before the park guests from the front of the park are let in and head towards those attractions. So I just think it's a great, great bargain. The only caveat to that is that oftentimes Disney has recently been changing the park hours. So when the park hours first come out, it'll say Magic Kingdom is slated to open at 9. And as you get closer to your date, sometimes they change it to 8. And that really can mess up your plans if you have a pre-park opening reservation. So 8 a.m. at a restaurant, you thought you were being clever, you thought you were going to get in beforehand, but it turns out you're going to be eating while the park is open. So my suggestion to many people has been to make two reservations if you want to eat in one of the restaurants for breakfast, one at 8 or close to 8, and one for later, like 10, 10:30. And then as you get closer to your dates, remove the one that you're not going to be using when you know more about the park hours. So that is my suggestion for your Be Our Guest breakfast. I really love it. We ate there a couple months ago, or just last month in May, and it just was delicious food and a great experience and something I suggest for lots of people. Incidentally, one quick tip is they give you so much food, including a whole lot of pastries. And so if you're going to have extra food, you actually can take it away in a Ziploc, the pastries in a Ziploc, and you could have it for breakfast or a snack later. On another day or later in the day. So that's just a good way to sort of maximize the food that you are given at that meal. Number three on my list is Memory Maker, which was also on episode 12, but it has evolved. Disney has evolved what Memory Maker is, so I want to talk more about that today. So first of all, it's worth describing what Memory Maker is, because a lot of people think that Memory Maker and PhotoPass are synonymous and interchangeable terms, and they aren't. So PhotoPass is Disney's system that they use to take pictures of you in the parks. So that could be photographers in the parks taking pictures of you with, you know, the castle in the background or whatever the background is. That's one way. Another way is at character meals, and there are on-ride photos as well, you know, pictures of you with your hands in the air screaming when you're on a coaster. So these are all different facets of the PhotoPass system. And you then can choose what you want to do with those photos. And that can include buying any number of products. And one product might be you order a mug that has one of your trip photos on it. You might order Christmas cards or a calendar with your pictures on it. You could also order individual prints. I think they're $15 each. So if you pick like 5 pictures that you really like from your trip, you could order individual prints from the PhotoPass system. But one of those products is Memory Maker. And Memory Maker allows you to download all the photos taken during your trip onto your computer, and then you get the rights with that to go do whatever you want with them. So you could have them printed off at your local CVS. You could, you know, have them printed on a calendar of through a vendor of your choice as opposed to just ordering through Disney, et cetera. So Memory Maker is just one product in the PhotoPass system. And the reason I think it's a great deal and the reason it's on this list is a couple of things. One, it's if you bought individual prints and you wanted more than like 10, then it's a better deal to buy Memory Maker because you get all your photos, you know, at $15 a pop, you know, that adds up very quickly. So Memory Maker allows you to get all your photos. You can also share it with other people. So if you are going with many people or, you know, you have a group, you can link yourselves together and all share it, which brings the cost down significantly per family or per person. And Disney has also made Memory Maker more appealing by having the ride photos automatically added to your account if you're wearing a Magic Band. And so that's just really convenient that you don't even have to necessarily stop when you get off a ride to have your ride photo added to your account, which is what we used to do. Your Magic Band automatically detects you and adds it to your account. So that's just super easy and a way to ensure that you will have those photos. But another perk that is exclusive to people who purchase Memory Maker is on-ride videos. And this is currently available at Tower of Terror and Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. I hope it becomes available at Haunted Mansion soon. But what happens is instead of just an on-ride photo being added to your account, there's actually a video of your ride that is added to your account on those attractions. And that is not something that actually can be purchased by people outside of Memory Maker. It's just if you happen to buy Memory Maker, then you get these extra perks, which happen to be these two videos. So I just think it's a great deal for most people, especially if your trip is, you know, more than a few days long, and assuming that you will stop and get your picture taken and really make it worth your while. I happen to really like Memory Maker as a good deal. I do have a really big Memory Maker post with like an infographic and lots of information in it, and I will also link to that in the show notes if you want more information on that topic. Number four on my list is preferred rooms at some Disney World resorts. So episode 12, I mentioned preferred rooms as being a good value or, you know, one of the things I suggest, but I have actually narrowed this down to preferred rooms at certain resorts because I have found that all preferred rooms are not created equally. And so, first of all, preferred rooms are only available at some value and some moderate resorts. Deluxe resorts have a lot more categories that you can book. And so, and preferred just isn't one of those options. But in the value category, I like preferred rooms at All Star Music, All Star Sports, and Pop Century because I feel like they do indeed put you in an advantageous spot so that you are closer to the main building, which has the food court, the shops, you know, the lobby, all that kind of stuff, as well as the bus stop. And I like it there. So those three I recommend. The two that I did not mention are Art of Animation, which does not have preferred rooms, and All-Star Movies, which just has so many buildings that are considered preferred that it's harder to sort of pinpoint where you're going to be. So I just recommend these three. And once again, all this information will be in the show notes, so don't feel like you have to memorize the list of resorts that I'm saying. In the moderate category, I like preferred rooms at Port Orleans Riverside and Coronado Springs Resort. And that's because, once again, puts you closer to the main building and allows you some extra perks. The two that I did not mention in the moderate category are Port Orleans French Quarter, which is so small it doesn't even have a preferred option, and Caribbean Beach Resort, which I think is the least valuable, least value for a preferred room because there are two sort of main areas at Caribbean Beach Resort, one for check-in and Magical Express and things like that, and then one that has the food court and the pool. And so if you're in a preferred room, you'll be close to one, but not the other. So I just don't necessarily think that it is as valuable there as it is at some other resorts. So in this category, in this episode, my suggestion is preferred rooms at five of the resorts. Number five on my list of things is to take advantage of taxis or Ubers. And you guys have heard me talk a lot about this, I think, especially in recent episodes. And that's because I feel very strongly that it is often worth an extra $8 to $10 to save yourself an hour plus of time on transportation, particularly when you are traveling between resorts. And I like to keep bringing up Uber because I know a lot of people they don't have Uber where they live. So you have to sort of hear about it from somebody else to know it's an option when you go to Disney World. And, you know, if you're a family that needs car seats, then I would recommend taxis for you instead. But if you don't need car seats, then to me, Uber is a better deal because it's often more convenient and less expensive. But whichever way you go, just consider other transportation options. When we ate at Victoria and Albert's in October, we took a taxi from our hotel to Victoria and Albert's. And when we got there to check in, we were there with a woman who came from the same resort as us and arrived at the same time, but she used Disney transportation and it took an hour and a half. So just consider how much your time is worth and consider how little $8 to $10 out of your entire trip budget is. And I think that you will find that it is often worth it. Now, I'm a big fan of Disney transportation. I use it a lot, but between resorts especially, I definitely consider Ubers or taxis as my favorite way to travel in between. I now use Uber on every single trip. And if you want to try it, you can use my code, which is SHANNONA9, S-H-A-N-N-O-N, letter A, the number 9. And that'll give you a free ride of up to $20 if you want to give it a try. I just highly recommend it. It's also great for time crunches. So if you don't have a lot of time on your departure day to do what you want to do, then maybe it's worth exploring an Uber or a taxi to get there. And, you know, not have to worry about if a Disney bus is going to show up and get you to where you're going on time. So those are my five suggestions for newly updated, refreshed for June 2015. And so I hope some of that information has been helpful. I do have some news items to talk about. So let's dive in to those now. So I was just talking about Be Our Guest Breakfast being a good deal, and just this week, they opened up reservations through October 3rd. Now, Be Our Guest Breakfast has been a little bit confusing because they have said in March, they said it's just a test, and up until recently, there was only reservations available through July. But then this week, they just opened up breakfast through October 3rd. And so I don't know when they're going to extend it past that. I assume this will be a recurring permanent offering because it has been popular. But they are on this sort of, you know, strange release schedule. But right now it's available through October 3rd. Another confusing thing is that the website has said that Be Our Guest Breakfast would be available 90 days in advance, but that hasn't been true because you can book more than 90 days out right now. So anyway, it's just one to watch, but currently it's available through October 3rd. People that are on my email list, particularly for the monthly dashboards, which I will link to in the show notes, have been alerted to this and been successful in getting reservations. So if Be Our Guest Breakfast is on your list of things that you want, I highly recommend signing up for the email list for your month on the monthly dashboard. And then I always notify those people as soon as I find out something that affects them for the time that they're going to be at Disney World. Anyway, so Be Our Guest through October 3rd. Another thing that just opened up this week was the Frozen sing-along at Hollywood Studios Change Theaters, and the old American Idol Experience Theater is now the Frozen sing-along theater, and so I've seen pictures and videos of this online, and what I am most excited about is that this theater now has projections on the wall, which Disneyland has had, and it makes it a much more beautiful show and much more immersive. And so now they have that at Disney World. So when you go, if you want to enjoy the Frozen sing-along, it is now in the old American Idol Experience Theater as opposed to the temporary home that it has had. And it looks to be a much more beautiful space. And so I'm excited for it to now be in this new theater that I think will be a better experience for most people. Let's see what's next. There are now watch faces available for magic bands. There's a digital and an analog option. The Disney Parks blog post this week indicated that it would be available this summer, but I've had readers tell me that they have either purchased it or seen it in the shops at Disney World. So it appears to maybe currently be available and cost about $18. Now, the reason that this is great is because a lot of people sort of instinctively look at their magic band to look for the time because it feels like you have a watch on, but obviously it's not. And so this, you can add to your magic band and, you know, make it more useful. At least one of the two options that they're selling is particularly attractive. Somebody said to me, it kind of looks like a Happy Meal toy. It's just big and sort of outdated looking, but there is a Minnie Mouse option that's really cute. And it could be, you know, if you're into Minnie Mouse, then it'd be really cute. And some people said to me that they would actually wear it at home after their trip. You have to slide it. When you want to use your magic band to scan it, this watch face has to be slid over so that you can make contact with the Mickey head. So that positioning could be awkward for some people. As an alternative to buying these, you could make your own at home. And I will link to a DIY tutorial about how to do that for relatively cheap, certainly less than $18. And this tutorial says that you can actually leave the watch face right on the Mickey. It'll still work. So anyway, if you want to make a watch out of your magic band but don't want to pay Disney's $18, then look for the link in the show notes for how to do that. What else? Hold times for Disney World rooms have decreased from 7 to 3 days. Now, if you're like me, you may not have realized there were hold times for Disney World rooms because this option is available to people who book through travel agents or who call Disney World to make their reservations. And these are often not methods I use for booking. But if you use those methods, in the past, you have been able to have your room put on hold for 7 days while you decide what you want to do. That time period has now decreased to 3 days. Speaking of booking rooms, 2016 packages open up on June 22nd. And so if you are ready to book for 2016, then get ready because that's about to open up for you. And you can finally book your room up to 499 days out, which I believe puts you in early November. So finally, the final kind of newsy item or time-sensitive issue that I wanted to discuss is that episode 100 is coming up, and I want to make it an episode full of tips. I mentioned this in the last episode, and I've had a few people call in, and so I want to make sure that if you have a tip, that you call it in and get a chance to submit it so I can include it in episode 100. I will include information on how to do that in the show notes, but you do it through your computer or through your phone using an app. And it's basically like leaving me a voicemail, and you just need to make sure to include at least your first name, where you're from, and call in your tip, and then I will put them all together for episode 100, and we will have an episode full of quick tips submitted by other people. So I'm looking forward to hearing those. It is time for my quick tip of the day, which is something I have said many times on the website, but I don't think I've ever said it as a quick tip, and it's worth repeating here. My quick tip is that if you are interested in watching the Festival of Fantasy Parade, that my suggestion is to watch it from the train station at the front of Magic Kingdom. There are about 3 reasons for this. One is that the Festival of Fantasy Parade is incredibly tall. The floats are very, very tall. The scale of them is a huge part of the appeal, I think, of the parade. And if you are at the train station, you can see them because you are positioned up higher. The second reason I like it is that the train station is covered. So when the parade happens in the middle of the afternoon, it is incredibly hot and scorching, and it's hard to sit out on the sidewalk in the sun to watch it, which is why in the past I've never been a fan of midday parades because it was just always so uncomfortable. But if you are at the train station, then you have coverage and you are not out in the sun. The third reason is that after the parade is over, you're in a perfect spot to make a decision about what you want to do next. If you want to leave the park, all you have to do is walk down the steps and exit. You're right there, and you will beat the crowds to get out of the park. If you want to stay in the park, you are at the train station. All you have to do is board the train and take it to another part of the park, and you will miss the mess of people that have been accumulating on Main Street to watch this parade. So to me, it's win-win-win all around, and it is my quick tip of the day. I think that's going to wrap up with this episode of WDEV Prep to Go. Oh, before I head out, I have to say Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Thank you for tuning in and listening, and I hope you have had a great day with your families. For more information on this episode, you can visit wwprepschool.com/episode95. That is the number 95. Until next time, I'll see you on the site.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.